Chapter 1 The Curse. It was noon when Haley aroused. She was still tired, because had arrived one night before the holiday in Peru. She wanted to wear her favorite shirt, AC/DC, and it was agreed that the shirt still was packed in the suitcase. 1. Haley and her family won a trip to Peru when his father was on the show, The Price is Right. It was an adventure, but now Haley was happy to be home again. Haley opened the suitcase and looked for the shirt. After searching for a few minutes in the suitcase, Haley screamed with horror. He saw the shrunken head left on the altar of the tower in Machu Picchu. It was the same that Haley had had stolen from a museum in Peru. It was the same because I had a curse that affected her and his brother in Peru. He also saw a letter suitcase. He opened the letter and read, "You have offended the gods of Na.cin Jivaro. You've won the biggest head them. You have 10 days from today. La.cabeza restore us. Yes you do. We will find you, kill you and reduce your head. You must immediately return the head. You returns slash a head chief, Jivaro Nation. It's called Big Chief Turkey. It is a short man and chubby, always wearing a colored folda of MARN. 2. And a crown made of red feathers. Lives in forest in southern Ecuador. You have to navigate the Rio Napo. You should not come to anyone but your brother Jason. You should not come with your parents. You should not come to the police. Yes, you moan shins with other people. We will kill them all. Remember, you only have 10 days. The Jivaro Haley was very afraid. He ran to doze. Jason laughed. Jason was lifting weights and listening to music. Jason did not hear when Haley entered. Haley had the shrunken head in hand. He showed Jason the shrunken head and shouted, "Watch this." Jason was scared and he dropped the weights. He fell on the big toe of his right foot. Jason shouted, screamed because it hurt his finger, and shouted he was sore afraid of the shrunken head. Jason Haley showed the letter from the Jivaro. He explained that he had to go to Ecuador immediately. Jason looked at Haley and looked at the letter. He read the letter in silence. He thought for a few minutes. Haley, 3, began to mourn. Jason looked up and saw the fear in eyes. He did not know what to do but did not want to see his sister crying. Nor wanted her Ismunera too. Haley asked Jason crying, "How are we going to go to Ecuador?" "Do not mo. We say anything to mom or dad. They do not know that we stole the head, the museum in Peru. They'll be very angry with us." "I have an idea. Why not send El Head to the museum by FedEx?" "No, we have to return the head person. We have to find the boss Jivaro Nation and give him the visa. It is the most important head nation." "What do Jason?" "Am worried. I do not want to die." Jason looked at his sister. "Did you need ban plan?"